Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's for Women. Discover female health insurance through It's for Women.
To County Mayo now, to the side of a mountain they know very well. They were a hope. It's a beautiful morning because Andrea and Oscar Hack are currently making their way to the summit of Croagh-Patrick. Why? They are with their children, Patrick and Alexandra. A very special day. There's a whole party of people there because it's little Alexandra's christening day. Her mum, Andrea, joins us on the line. Good morning, Andrea.
Good morning.
How are you?
Catching our breath here right before the cone.
You're on your way up. Are you near the summit, halfway? What's your location?
Yeah, we are about halfway. We're just down the cone now. Getting some sandwiches and a little bit of water, some chocolate, and getting ready for the best part.
You're having a beautiful morning by the sounds of it. Is the sun shining?
It's beautiful.
Oh my God, that's great to hear.
It's perfect.
Alexandra's what age? How old is she?
She is 15 months. One this February.
And how is the climb going for her?
Thankfully, we have my husband, we have my cousin and my brother-in-law pitching in and carrying her.
Very good.
And we also have my son, who's 4,
yep,
who we carried the first time. Well, we used too many people. My husband did. Now he's actually done really good. He's gone up by himself and long stretches, and now my husband's carrying him as well.
And he's
so it's
been
a little
up
more challenging than the first time.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
He's been up Croagh-Patrick so many times, he's practically a little Mayo man himself. That's Patrick.
He feels like this is his mountain.
Now, you
so
landed.
He's been preparing. He's excited.
You've been over and back to Ireland. It's incredible the connection you have to Ireland. You arrived back here just last week, didn't you, to do this christening at
we
the top?
We did. We arrived last week on Wednesday.
But you have
and
a beautiful history.
This is our
history.
Third time here.
Yes, you have a lovely history with Ireland. Why is it so special to you, this place?
Honestly, since we came here the first time, my husband and I, we were truly amazed. People here are so kind, and they've always treated us with such kindness and love. And the place is just beautiful. Everything around, we just find it like a little piece of heaven. It's so peaceful and honestly, just the kindness. Father John has also been an amazing and a blessing, because when we came here the first time and, you know, we climbed Croagh-Patrick and we said, well, could you imagine getting married here? This is so crazy. It was just a thought. And he's also helped us make it possible.
Father John Kenny, so, we should say.
Yes, he's been amazing.
Take me back to, it's 2016, isn't it? I think you first come. Florida is home for you
guys. Yeah, we came 2016 and we just wanted to explore, do something fun. And so we came to Ireland and, like I said, we were amazed by everything, the sceneries, the people. And here, especially in Croagh-Patrick, when we came up, the weather was not too good. We actually stayed at a bed and breakfast. Yeah. And I remember the lady telling us that morning, no, this time of year, you cannot go up. But of course, we were young and naive and we're like, no, we want to do it. We want to do an adventure. So we did. We came up and actually right here where we are now, the sun came out. You know, it was
really
very,
when you got to the
yeah,
top.
It was beautiful. And it really felt very spiritual, very, very special. So
you had a moment
from
of
that moment on.
Yeah,
yeah,
intense,
like,
love,
wow,
for Croagh-Patrick. It must have been pretty bad weather if a local was telling you not to go.
It was pretty
up.
Bad. I was actually telling my husband's stepdad on our way up that when we got to the top, I was on my knees because I felt like I was going to fall off because it was
oh
so
God.
Windy and it was kind of rainy too. But it's all part of the experience.
What a story. And so when you do decide to get married, you said we want to go back to that place we had the moment in, even though you're nearly
so
blown
that
off.
That day in 2016, when we came down, we kind of sat in some rocks there. We were cheering with some Jameson that we had.
Good idea.
And that's when my husband told me at that moment, he goes, if we get married, we should get married here. I was excited because he just said marriage and we had never talked about marriage. So I was like, oh.
So it really did have a huge
impact.
But
when we actually got engaged a couple of years later, he goes, well, are we going to do it in the mountains? And I was like, where do I even begin? I have no clue how to make this possible. And I started calling people and researching. And that's how finally I got to Father John Kenny. And he said, yes, it's possible. And I couldn't believe it, to be honest. But yeah.
So you got married
and
on
then
the...
And of course, COVID happened because we were supposed to do that in 2020. Yeah.
So it was 2022, you waited and waited. You waited through everything.
We had to wait. And by then, my son was born. Mm-hmm. So we just figured it's perfect time to get him baptized and also get married. And now with our second daughter, my husband said, well, it can't be any different. We have to go up for her the same way we did for him.
So Alexandra finds herself there today. And Patrick, your son, is he so named? Is he named after Kirkpatrick, your experience there as
well?
Yeah,
so when we came in 2016, we bought a little sign that says, you know, Kirkpatrick. And when we were trying to find a name for him, it just kind of clicked. We were both, you know, sitting down, what's the name? My husband looked up to the wall, and it was Kirkpatrick. And he just said, Patrick. Wow. And there he is.
And you love Westport as well, I gather.
Oh, we love it. I'm ready to move to Westport tomorrow. It's beautiful. We really like it here. We enjoy it so much. And each time we come, we're just really amazed by the people.
Well, like, God, just smiling on you this morning
very
with
kind
the weather.
And
you come from such a beautiful part of the world, Florida. Where in Florida is home?
We could say it's Miami, because we've been in Miami, both of us, with our families for 20-plus years from Venezuela that we came.
Venezuela was originally home for both of you?
Yes, all of us.
Mm-hmm. Wow. So Venezuela to Florida and now the top of County Mayo.
Yeah, and then in Florida, my husband and I moved to an area called Jacksonville, and now we live in Tampa. But it's all kind of close.
Gorgeous. Now, today is the christening day, so are you adding extra names to Alexandra for the day that's in it?
I don't think so. We'll see.
There's a middle name, though, is there?
No, just Alexandra.
Just Alexandra. So that's the business.
Yeah.
And how will you celebrate when you come down? Will there be a bit of a party, or will you be too tired to do anything?
Some Guinness for sure. Everyone that makes it, I think. And everyone has earned anything they can have.
And there are people from Spain there as well. Oh, you're going to have a great day. Oh, I hear some cheering
in
the background.
Thank you so much. Yeah, no,
thank you so much.
They're dancing, singing. They're happy.
Have a lovely day. Enjoy every bit of it.
They feel the same way when we come down.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
okay. Thank you
Enjoy.
So much.
Bye-bye.
Thank you so much.
And Oscar Hack on their way up Kirkpatrick. Back after these.